Blog Talk Radio.
Dre Drummond, before the game, sit on the sideline, then go to the back, and then come out in street clothes because a team is going to trade him is bullshit. Because when James Harden asked for a trade and essentially dogged it, I don't think there was no surprise or no, you know, there's no one's going to fight back that James was dogging it his last days in Houston. But he was castrated for wanting to go to a different team, and everybody destroyed that man. And yet a team can come out and say, oh, we want to trade a guy, and then that guy is to go sit. And if he doesn't stay professional, then he's a cancer, and he's not good in someone's locker room, and he's the issue. And we've seen situations of Harrison Barnes getting pulled off the bench. You know, DeMarcus Cousins finding out that he's traded in an interview after the All-Star game. And we continue to let this happen. But I got fined for stating my opinion of what I thought should happen with another player. But teams can come out and continue to say, oh, we're trading guys, we're not playing you. And yet we're to stay professional. At some point, as players, we need to be treated with the same respect and have the same rights that the team can have. Because as a player, you're the worst person in the world when you want a different situation. But a team can say they're trading you, and that man is to stay in shape. He is to stay professional. And if not, his career is on the line. At some point, this league has to protect the players from embarrassment like that. You know, we talk all of this stuff about you can't do this, you can't say that publicly. If you say that publicly, you're fine. Anthony Davis got fined, I think, $100,000 or something like that for demanding a trade publicly. You can say Andre Drummond's getting traded publicly, and we're looking to trade him publicly, and he's to stay professional and just deal with it. But then when Kyrie Irving say, oh, my mental health is off, everybody go crazy about that too. Do you not think that affects someone mentally? As much as we put into this game to be great.
Yo. We are live once again. It's your boy, Sports Talk DT, and I am on the phone with my friend, my sister. She is the woman, the mother, the basketball coach, Bree Flintroy, a.k.a. LaBrie James. What's going on, Bree?
What's going on, DT?
Man, I am so honored to have you on the show tonight. Definitely got to give a shout-out to my producer, Mr. Rolo Solo Dolo. He is the host of the Relax and Relay Show that appears every Wednesday and Friday night on IFM Radio Nation. Definitely have to give a shout-out to my engineer, Miss Tina T, on the ones and twos. What you heard at the top of the show is some comments that Draymond Green made about double standards being in the NBA. Recent news broke this week in sports that the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing hardball with Andre Drummond. Bree, do you agree with Draymond Green's comments?
I agree with it to a certain point, because the league is full of, they show favoritism certain players, but at the same time, Andre Drummond don't have the best history with his team. So, and then he's not this superstar. You know, they act different with superstars. They get treated different. Everybody knows that. The world is full of it. When you get treated differently when you have money versus when you don't. But I agree with him to a certain point, but at the same time, it is Andre Drummond. He have a bad history. So they have to play hardball with him, but I think he's still going to be released at the end of the day.
Well, Bree, we saw the same situation just play out in Detroit with Blake Griffin. Do you believe that Blake Griffin was treated equally or better than Andre Drummond?
Yes, he was treated equally because they both were sitting out. They both pretty much had the same issue going on, and he easily traded. No issues there. He went, signed his contract, and he already in a jersey, you know, have his jersey, versus Andre Drummond sitting on the rocks. But I don't know, they talking about a buyout. They talking about different things for him. They just coming up with a lot versus what they did for Blake. It was too easy for Blake.
All right. So, Bree, let's kind of backtrack it a little bit. Talk to me about growing up in Pontiac.
growing up in Pontiac. Well, I was born and raised on the north side of Pontiac, Emerson to be exact. Pontiac, we all know, back in the day, Pontiac was different versus how it is now. We had community centers. We had, it was a lot of love. It was really a village raising us. You know, your neighbors cool with you at the time. And me, I'm heavy in church. You know, I was raised and born and raised in church. So it was when an adult says something, it was what it was. So versus now how we have things with the kids. So growing up in Pontiac, it was a great, I loved growing up in Pontiac. I absolutely loved it. Versus now, that's why I'm a mentor now. I'm a mentor. And it makes me want a mentor because of what we had then versus what we have now. These kids don't have nothing now. You know, so growing up in Pontiac, I enjoyed it. I love the coaches. I love the community. I love the activities we had. I went to Pontiac Northern, class of 2005. Got to represent that. I love the rivals against Pontiac Central. You know, we had great times at Pontiac. So,
right.
Like I say, versus now, and you can vouch for it, DT. You know, we had every community center on every block, you know, every side of town. We don't have that now. So it's back to versus then versus now. I loved it then, not so much now. But I still love my city. I will always love my city.
Yeah, growing up in Pontiac is definitely, we definitely seen the chapters turn in the city of Pontiac. It was definitely very, very different growing up than the Pontiac that we are accustomed to living to today. So what was it about basketball, Bree, that really attracted you to basketball? Well, not just basketball, but sports in general.
Growing up, I grew up in a house full of, it was eight of us, eight children, and then my mom and dad. So it was 10 people in one household. I always wanted to find an outlet to identify myself outside of my siblings. But the thing that made me play basketball was my next-door neighbor, which was like a father figure to me, Coach Rob. Shout out to Coach Rob. If you're from the North Side, I don't care if you know basketball, you know who Coach Rob is. But he coached
Absolutely.
At Harrington at the time, and I went to Emerson. So, you know, I would always go outside. He would always have a ball, and he would throw me a ball, you know, try to make me dribble, but, you know, I'll kind of throw it back to him. But I was always interested in it, you know. So then my sister had the height. You know, my older sister had the height, so my dad wanted her to play basketball just because she was tall. And, you know, I'm like, if she wasn't going to do it, I want to do it too. So, you know, I started back in the third grade, you know, between practice with my neighbor or Coach Rob, and he taking me to the gym, taking me up to Harrington with him. And my dad, you know, he went to go get a basketball rim. And, you know, so I was just always interested in basketball, and that's the kind of the bond that me and my dad had. When he would watch basketball, I would run to the TV, you know, and we would just sit there. Some of my other siblings would come sometime, but it didn't interest them the way that it did me. So that was also a connection I had to basketball, the relationship I had with my dad through it. But I don't know. I think I grew up dreaming of basketball. I love basketball. I love everything about the sport.
Now, Crystal, that's your cousin?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Oh, yeah, so – did you grow up playing basketball against Crystal a lot? Because I know growing up in my day, Crystal was the Flint Roy Hooper.
Yeah, she wasn't more of a hooper than me, but we call her Nook. Nook would just had body on her, and, you know, you didn't want to go against Nook. She was always rough, so even when she wasn't playing the actual sport, she was going to wrestle with you, so... But she played ball. Both of her brothers, my cousin, aunt, and TJ, they played ball. So they was already doing it. My cousins was doing it. Just in my household, I think I was the only one who kind of started and got interested in it.
So what was it about the guard play that just attracted you most? You know, if anybody knows Bree Flint Roy, sports fan, she is one of the most talented female guards to come out of the city of Pontiac. In that early 2000 era, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, bringing it up to current. So what was it about that guard position that you really attracted to, Bree?
Allen Iverson. I wore the headband like Allen Iverson. I wore Allen Iverson tennis shoes, gym shoes, thinking it would make me ball like AI. Watching him, studying him. And then I had a small size. I've always been small, so I knew I wasn't going to be a center, you know. So studying my position and just before I had a basketball rim, I had a basketball. So when I couldn't shoot, when I couldn't perfect my shot, I'm up and down the street dribbling the ball, practicing stuff
right.
between my legs, learning to spin the ball on my hand, just, you know, stuff that was – and then that's when And-One was really – And-One was crazy back in the day. So I was watching – my uncle used to buy me all the And-One tapes, and I would mimic them. And so I, that's what made me really try to perfect the, being a point guard and shooting guard and guard.
Now, now, Bree, we understand that this is Women's Month, so we definitely want to say congratulations to you for being one of our featured guests this month on IFL Radio Nation for our celebration women in sports. So do you feel as if that you had to work harder with you being a lady coming up trying to break in the basketball circuit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lot harder for women. And I'm a basketball coach at Pontiac Middle. Shout out to my girls and Pontiac High School. Shout out to the Pontiac School District altogether. But coaching at the school, I even tell them, you're not going to have it easy. You know, and it's something, sometimes it sounds harsh and you don't want to say that to them, but we have to be real with these girls. It's not going to be easy. And then, you know, the girls aren't as physical as guys, so it's less interesting to watch. So when you ask somebody, why you don't watch the WNBA? It's not really that interesting. You don't have girls jumping, doing windmills and dunks, you know, so... And WNBA players are getting paid a lot less than the men are, a lot less. So it's definitely harder. Just in the financial pay, you see that, or even trying to reach the top, you have to go a little over and beyond to try to prove your point that even though I'm a woman, I can still do it. I wouldn't say I can do it just as well as a man because we are still women. I don't say you can never do anything like a man can do. We women, yes, we can be independent, but a man is a man. But at the same time, it's harder on us because we have to climb certain ladders that's kind of given to men. Men have it a lot easier. Like, oh, he can ball. Come on this way. It's more so you prove yourself, show and prove, and even then you have to work 10 times harder. So I tell my girls all the time, nothing's going to be given to you. Nothing is going to – you have to work hard for it. And sometimes being who we are, the skin color we are, you have to work 10 times as hard, 20 times as hard. So when they think we coach you so hard on me, I can't – you think this world going to take it easy on you? I tell my son that. Shout out to Jordan. But it is a lot harder for us women. But sometimes that's what make – we've always had it that way, you know, so that's what make us the strong women that we are, the nurturing women that we are. Shout out to all the women. Shout out to all the women. I'm sorry.
What's your calling card on the court?
Say it one more time.
What is your calling card? What is some of the things that you like to do well on the court?
Whatever it is, I just love basketball. I love to bring the ball up. I love to run the show. I love to shoot. I love to direct. I love defense. Defense wins championships. I mean, you put me on the court, you're going to see me up and down the court. So that's not a legit, a real answer for that.
What's your message to your girls that you coach, Bree?
Work hard. Work hard and work harder. I work – a lot of girls – well, a lot of people think I'm the hard coach, which I am. I demand respect, but I'm the coach. The girls really – well, we all – they talk to us all. But they really – I really have bonds with these girls because I see me in a lot of them. I see from the anger – stemming from sometimes being at home and sometimes, but I tell them basketball is our outlet. You know, with the anger and frustration you have, and I throw the ball at them, use it on this. You know, not go out there and bloody nobody knows, you know, but go out there and take your anger. That's what I did. That's how I grew a love for the sport because when I would get mad, I would go grab my ball and just take off walking to the park, take off doing anything, but I would have my ball with me. You know, so my method is they just have to work hard. Nothing's going to be given to them, but they know as a coach, as a parent, as a mother, I'm always there for them. I have girls calling me all the time, and also I have a mentoring program that I've Isha Branner has a mentoring program, and I do that. Some of my basketball girls are on the on my mentor calls that we have virtually every Saturday. You know, so
wow,
I'm reaching out to these girls. Shout out to Isha and E Community Services. She started a wonderful program for these girls. She had one for the boys. She had one for girls. We just completed our 8 sessions. It was every Saturday virtually. You know, the girls have been sitting at home. Depression sinks in, anxiety sinks in, and, you know, different things. They need to get out and talk. But since we can't get out, we can still talk, you know. And it was a group of girls. You know, we talked on different subjects every week. So I know you asked me about the basketball girls, but I think all these girls are my kids. You know, they all
No,
are
that's
kids.
Powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. Cause that's actually, that brings me to my next point on what does it mean to you, Bree, to be a leader right now in today's society?
It means a lot. But at the same time, I tell them, be better than me. You know, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect, you know, so, but I can identify the things that I do have flaws in. And am I working towards those every single day, every single day? Do I have better days, some days better than others? Absolutely. But I tell them, even if you fall, get back up, you know, and as a leader, I have to lead by example. So, you know, sometimes, it's a lot of ways I may act, but it's a certain way I am in front of my girls. I am with my girls. I demand respect
right.
from them, and I give respect to them. You know,
absolutely.
But we all have our own lives. But and then I teach them, I talk to them about God so much. You know, some I know some parents are not into that. And it's I talk to the ones that the parents are okay. Some I know these parents, so it's not like I'm just forcing God on these kids, but. He's needed. He's definitely needed in the schools. So, you know, I talk to them, and I can only lead by example, but at the same time, I tell them, don't do what I do. If you see me doing something and you're like, ooh, coach, tell me about it. I like for them to, you know, correct me in a respectful way, of course. But at
Absolutely.
The same time, we have to lead by example. But that's why I tell everybody, don't look at somebody as an idol. Don't look at them as we all need leaders. We all need mentors. But you never know what someone deal with behind closed door. You never know. I could be talking to a person about depression and maybe dealing with it myself.
Yeah.
You know, but everything is a stepping stool because I see, like I said, I see myself in these girls.
Yeah.
So being somebody that they look up to, it's an honor and it's a privilege, honestly, because some people don't have nobody to look up to. And for that person to be me for so many young girls, I'm honored by it.
Bree, is it your message to your girls off the court that translate to what you do on the court?
Say it one more time.
Is it your message that you translate to your girls off the court that makes it easier for you to work with your girls on the court?
It do. It makes it a lot easier because they understand me off the court. We love basketball. You know, basketball is the ball is life. And this is the Sports Talk Radio, but it's bigger than basketball. You know, so when you do put that ball down, if you don't make it where you want to go with that ball, life don't stop. So what you do on the court and off the court definitely has a role to play in your life. And it's huge what you do on and off the court. Because I tell them, if you don't get good grades in the classroom, you can't play ball.
Absolutely.
That you have to show and prove. You can't be rewarded when you're constantly going against the rules and, you know, the rules of you what you know. What you know is right. You know,
absolutely.
So that's definitely something on and off the court.
Now, Bree, it's very good that you bring up something about grades because we see a lot of high school, a lot of middle school athletes. We see them slip through the cracks so many. We see, I can name them so many different stories. And why is it important to you that you push grades on your athletes?
Because at the end of the day, when that teacher not there to change the grade and you have to fill out an application for yourself, you can't, nobody's there to correct it. You know, so, but I understand it happened a lot. I can't, did it happen to me? A couple times. It has happened to me. A grade was changed, you know, so I could play in the game that night or because my parents didn't play it. You didn't get the grades. You didn't, you know, but it wasn't because I wasn't smart. It was because I just wasn't doing the work.
Absolutely.
So is I see it all the time. Is it right? No. Does it happen? Yes. Does it happen more than it should? Yes. Is it? But I mean, that's something. It's been happening before us. and it's going to happen, continue to happen after us. And it's not right. It's not right. You should work for it. You should work to deserve and deserve what the grade that you get. But we all know how it is to be an athlete in school. Well, I'm sorry, DT. Some of us know how it is to be an athlete in school.
Hey, once again, we're live on IFL Radio Nation. I am your host, your boy, Sports Talk DT. I am live with Bree Flintroy of Pontiac, Michigan. Hey, if you need some fresh designs, you want to check out the latest designs, check out cutdifferentclothing.com. They're located in the heart and city of downtown Pontiac. cutdifferentclothing.com for all your latest wear from the city of Pontiac. So, Bree, what are some of your toughest competition that you ever played against?
Some of the toughest competition?
Yes.
She went from being a rival to a teammate. So I would say Sharice Cosby. Anybody in the Pontiac area who know about Northern Central, you know Sharice Cosby. If you know Central, you know Sharice Cosby. So she was tough. She was tough because she had handles. She had good skills. But like I said, she went from a rival to a teammate, but I always enjoyed playing against her. I love tough competition. I always loved it. We always had great games. I mean, I think most of the time Northern would beat Central, but who's judging at this moment? but I would say Sharice Cosby for that. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Sharice.
So, Bree, what was your workout regimen like when you was in school?
Well, you're talking about high school. That's all we did. That's when you would have two-a-day practices. On Saturdays, you would go in for two-a-days. Right after school, you write and practice. It would go on for hours, it seemed like. Practice seemed like it never ended. And then I would come home from practice at the high school or the middle school, wherever I was playing at. I was either Madison or Northern. And I would go home, do my chores, and then I would leave with Coach Rob and go up to Harrington for a few hours. So it was always basketball, always basketball. I also ran track. I played volleyball for a season, and that just – I enjoy the sport outside of it being organized. I like volleyball, but not organized. But we had to work out. We had – especially when it came to track, we ran. Some days we would just, and I walked a lot. I used to walk back and forth home to school. So even home to school, that was a workout because I would have a ball in my backpack, dribbling the ball home or jogging home or something like that. So working out was a constant thing. 7 days a week for sure.
All right. Hey, we're going to pay some bills, so we're going to be right back. Hey, sports fans, I got a hot single from my friend in Pontiac. Her name is Turk Saint, and the name of the song is called Precious. We're going to be back more with Bree Flintroy on Sports Talk with DT. Let's go.
You know what, Kathy? I think you're trying me. I think you're really trying to f*** with me. You're f***ing with my money, and you will stand up there and look down at me like you're a f***ing woman. I'ma show you what real women do. So you don't know what real f***ing women do. Real women sacrifice.
I'm married to the game, the best man. Breaking f***ing for a check, his best friend. Told him we should get a room at the West End and bring a whole lot of liquor, baby, let's in. But if you don't like Turk, I ain't hearing it. I can't f*** with no head in the period. South is out like I'm doing porn. Gucci this, Louis that, I can't do the norm. He said he wanna see me naked in my uniform. I can tell in his pants it's a unicorn. I like a big dude, can let it hang. Told him if I throw it back, buy me Vera Wang. I need a band, little fucking 40 ain't enough. Tell a lot of every that I ever. I got a baby daddy on my hit list. And if you don't like Turk, you can kiss this, period.
She thinks she is.
Like me, put a hole in a bitch top high C. About to shoot a movie in this Spike Lee. Sell a little for a check, might be. And I'ma do the damn thing. I see you up and get the pulling like a hamstring. He said he wanna gotta be damn. I told him if the head flame, bam bam.
head in his face, told him, nah. Why you all in my grill? Tell your homeboy, chill. What a nigga won't do, bet his homeboy will. 40 roof call, it's a big Great Dane, baby girl, we doing big. I got a baby daddy on my hit list. And if you don't like Turk, you can kiss this, period.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sports Talk DT, and we are back with another episode on ISN Radio Nation. It's my friend, my sister, Bree Flint Roy of Pontiac, Michigan. What's good, Bree?
What's going on, DT?
Man, I got my boy Sports Talk D-Boy on the line. What's good, Sports Talk?
What's up, DT? How you doing, Bree?
Hey, D-Boy.
How are you?
Hey, listen. Sports fans, it's time for Stop or Keep It Moving. Stop or Keep It Moving. Hey, and the rules of Stop or Keep It Moving is very, very simple. I'm going to reel off a lot of different topics of top stories in sports this week. If you want to stop, you will hear a buzzer. And at the end of the buzzer, you will start talking. If you want to keep it moving, you will simply say keep it moving, and we will move on. The rules are clear?
All right.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. D-Boy, Stop or Keep It Moving. Green Bay has announced that they will not franchise tag their running back Aaron Jones.
Keep it moving.
Great. Paul Pierce is a finalist for this year's Hall of Fame. Stop or Keep It Moving.
I don't really like Paul Pierce. Keep it moving.
D-Boy, Chris Bosh is named as a finalist for the Hall of Fame. Is his bid worthy? Stop or keep it moving?
Stop. I would like to elaborate, even though I'm not a fan of Chris Bosh. All right. So, due to the fact, okay, well, first of all, Chris Bosh is a great player. So at the time that he spent in the league, he contributed very well for the team that he played for. Due to the shortcomings of his career because of the sickness, he does deserve the right to be a Hall of Fame because he paid his dues.
Bree, stop or keep it moving.
On that same subject?
Yes.
I say stop. What was your response? You said yes, you do believe, D-Boy?
Yes, I do believe he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I believe so, too, because I don't think he got enough credit that he deserved. Chris Bosh was putting up some numbers, okay? And then even when Brian came over there, they said he already teamed up with two superstars. Chris Bosh, I wouldn't consider him a superstar, but he definitely gave his stats from all the way from, 2003 to 15. Like you said, it was short. But he was still, even in 15, he was giving averaging 19, 20 points a game. So I definitely believe he deserve it.
Keep in mind, for two teams.
I know.
Toronto and
Miami.
Yeah.
Toronto and Miami.
So he did pretty good. So he deserved it.
Yeah, he used to go crazy in Toronto.
All right, Bree.
DJ.
I know this is a hot subject. Blake Griffin signs a veteran minimum deal with the Brooklyn Nets. Stop or keep it moving.
Man. We can stop. Let's talk about it. Okay. When I seen he was up for grab, I didn't really want him over there at the Lakers. Because he hasn't dunked in 2 years. He gonna give you a minimum probably 8 points. So I mean, he over there, but I don't feel like he's really a threat. I feel like he's kinda washed, he's kinda ending his career and he's trying to just get a ring at somewhere at this point. But I'm not really threatened by it. I'm not really threatened by it. As a Lakers fan, let me throw that out there.
Oh, that's what it is.
I'm sorry, as a Bron fan. Bron fan.
DT, you want me to elaborate?
Go ahead. Go ahead, you boy.
All right. Listen. All right. As of ever since he became a free agent on this go around with the Pistons, people like Bree is counting Blake out, calling him washed up. All right. Yes, he's old. He's injury prone and everything. Okay. Now, outside of the fact of all the things that he contributed to the NBA, now that he's over there with the Nets, because you haven't seen him really showing off lately as much, now he see that he has a very great opportunity to get a ring. He's going to show the great flashes of what he used to be. LA could have really used Blake just as well as
I'll take Drummond over Blake. Blake, if he wasn't doing it by himself, when he gonna get the opportunity? He over there with all those superstars. He gonna go six man?
Right.
Not. When he do get in the game, when he gonna have the opportunity to do something? Harden gonna get his off. Durant gonna get. He probably like I said, give you 6 to 8 points. He get up, dude. He not gonna dunk. He probably get some rebounds. But DeAndre Jordan already got that on lock. He not about to go over there and do much of nothing like he wasn't by himself. So now that he get with some superstars, he don't have the opportunity to show nothing.
They don't need him to show nothing.
Already up. He might as well just sit down and try to get a ring if he could get that.
They picked him up for defense, rebounds, and extra body. That's all they want from him.
I agree with that. That's all he needs.
He's still got a good defense. He still can shoot threes.
So what you think he about to go in and get averaging?
All he need is 10 and 10, 10 rebounds, 10 points. That's all they really need. All they really want is a little defense to give to help out. That's it.
Well,
that's
let's
all
go ahead.
Before he came a free agent, what was he getting with the Pistons?
12 points.
He didn't want to be there.
Blake Griffin's averaging 12 points this year.
That's the difference. He didn't want to be there. He wanted to be because they want to contend for a championship. The Nets are. That's where he want to be. So he's going to do better.
No, I disagree with that one. But we're going to see at the end of the season because I'm going to come back to you about this.
Please do.
All right, we're going to move right along. With all of the speculation saying that Giannis Antetokounmpo doesn't have a jump shot, he comes out in the All-Star game and goes 16 for 16 and wins the MVP. Bree, stop or keep him on?
Stop. Fan of Giannis. I am. That boy, he a beast. In a couple years, Giannis really going to – he do need to perfect his shot. And it means a lot but it don't really mean too much. Let me take that back. It don't mean a lot. That he went to the All-Star game to do that, and then he went sick and got the MVP, that's all good. But he needs to start inquiring that and working that into his game. Like, I don't know if that's what he's working on right now, but once he get a jump shot, he's going to be unstoppable because he can get to the rim whenever he wants to. So if he do perfect his jump shot, then, you know, and get that better. But I don't like how he waited till the All-Star game to unleash it. I don't know if it was just going in, if he really wanted that MVP, but he got to do that every night. You know, he got to bring that jump shot if he can do it then. So it shows us that he do have one. So if he keep just working on it, getting better, he's going to be unstoppable.
D-Boy.
Well, Bree, I'm going to be the devil's advocate. I'm going to say that he's been working on his shot, and I'm going to say that the All-Star game was the grand opening for his jump shot. And on top of that, he wanted that MVP to add to his accolades to complete his resume for himself. as with the other things he got planned on getting.
If it, no, I'm welcoming it. If it was something that he's been, that's why I said, if he's been working on it, we'll keep working on it to where he can get it and perfect it and put it into his game. I'm a Giannis fan, but I just don't like the fact that if you have been working on it or if it's been like that, why wait to the All-Star game just to get that MVP? Which, okay, I understand. You who don't want the MVP to put it under their belt? Steph went crazy. But at the same time, bring that into your game. Use that in the game. But if that's the startup of something, I'm here for it. I'm here to watch it.
Yeah, I think that was a startup.
All right. I know this is another hot topic. So we're going to brief first on this one. Skip Bayless' recent comments about Stephen Curry being the real king of Akron, citing that Stephen Curry and LeBron James was born in the same hospital. Stop or keep it moving?
Stop. Just stop already.
Oh, my God.
I wish Uncle Shannon could chime in right now, because if he could just say skip.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Listen, he say just, I stopped respecting that man's word a long time ago. He could have put him king of the court, king of anywhere else, and he just want to start a debate when it comes to Bron. I don't listen to nothing Skip has to say about Bron. So when he said it, I was listening to it. I heard when he said it. Did I feel some type of way? No, I laughed because he's a clown. He's a clown.
Oh, no.
He is crowned. Steph Curry never even crowned himself king. Come on now. He's not even crowning himself. He's not claiming that. He just wants the threes. He just wants a ring. And Skip go and say something like that. I would, like I said, I wish we had Uncle Shannon here to chime in on this.
Oh, my God.
D-Boy, go ahead. Talk to him. Buy or sell Skip Bayless comments about Steph Curry being the real king of Akron.
I mean, it depends on how you want to look at it.
What?
Because
we know Steph, who the real king of Akron is.
Hey, Steph, he said himself that he's not trying to claim that or nothing like that. But who was born first, that will be Steph. Come.
Who did more for the community? That make him the king. Brown
always
doing something for Akron. Talk to me about that. Brown always doing something. Building
but you don't know what
Steph
doing.
He's a real king.
Just because Steph ain't putting it on TV, that don't mean he ain't doing anything.
Yeah, well, we got Carfax. Until we see some receipts about this alleged king of Akron, we going to keep the crown right where it's at. On
Steph
King
wasn't
James.
Raised. He wasn't raised in Akron. He was just born there.
Yeah, so he really is.
He was raised in North Carolina.
Yeah, you can go on with Skip, D-Boy. I'll leave you alone.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. Portland Trailblazers guard Anthony Simons wins the 2021 Slam Dunk Contest with Michael Jordan's famous Kiss the Rim Dunk. Buy or sell Anthony Simons as a legitimate dunker in the NBA. D-Boy.
Oh, yes, I buy. He's most definitely solidified. He's most definitely kissed the rim. That boy got some springs on him. But even though I kind of feel like they kind of cheated, what's his name? They kind of cheated him. They kicked him out of the first round. That wasn't good.
Well, do you believe that Cassius Clay dunk was better than? His second dunk wasn't really laying on nothing though. And the first dunk, what did he do? I mean, he came out and shocked the league in the first dunk. But that second dunk to me wasn't laying on nothing. Bree, what are your thoughts?
Well, who we talking about? Cassius, we'll talk about him in a minute. Yeah, but I didn't know he could get up like that. But as far as his dunks was unique, son. And I, like I said, that boy, he can jump. He shocked me by how high he could jump. I never knew he could jump that high. But as far as and the kiss of the rim, I mean, it was A lot of people debate and said this boy kissed the rim, but it was really just to show his up. It was really to show how high he can get, and he got up there.
Exactly. I agree.
But if he
would
have kissed the rim and literally kissed the rim, he would have probably knocked his teeth out. So I don't blame him for not kissing the rim.
Exactly.
But he showed.
Right.
He definitely showed that he won the contest. But Cassius, he did his first dunk. It was powerful. But it was something that we've seen 20 times already. And I was rooting for him going in. I'm like, oh, yeah, he about to come in and take this. But I do think he got lowballed on that first score. I think he did get lowballed. But his other dunks after that, you know, they wasn't even up for grabs. We've seen it, and they was no good. So,
do you feel Obi Toppin got played because he's a big man?
Yeah.
No, why? Because they expected him to already get up like that?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't say he got played, but it was, I don't know, it was fair to me. When they voted for him, I didn't think,
oh, he's a big man. I was dunk contest since, what, Dwight Howard? Was Dwight Howard the last big man to win a dunk contest?
Yeah, when he put on the
jersey.
Absolutely. So, so that brings up a point, because when you look at the creativity of Obi, he got in his bag in the dunk contest, though.
Yeah, that's what they look for a lot, because we didn't see everybody looking for something that we haven't seen yet. You know, and I mean, some of them we did, oh, somebody kissed the rim before or got up there to show it, but it just, and then even him being a big man, I wouldn't say we didn't expect it. He jumped over his dad and Randall. But at the same time, nobody, well, I'm not going to say nobody. I didn't know Simons could get up like that. So my vote would have went for Simons anyway as well. So I didn't think they prejudged him or misjudged him because he's tall.
All right, we're going to get right back into Stop or Keep Moving. With this time, we're going to the football field. So we're going to Detroit. Bree, the Lions will not tag wide receiver Kenny Galladay, making him eligible to enter the free agent market. Stop or keep moving?
Stop. I think that was a very stupid move, and I think it was so Detroit. Detroit has the worst track record of trades and just as far as just picks with people. But soon as somebody, they do something like that, they go on a chopping block, they go somewhere else, and they shine. And then we all as Detroit fans like, oh, we should have just re-signed them. It's the same story every single year. I was the biggest Detroit fan. I still watch the games, but I haven't worn any Detroit gear, Lions gear. But I think they got a lot of revamping to do, especially after this. I know they're trying to probably start fresh, but we've been starting fresh for probably like 10 years.
D-Boy.
So sad that Detroit, they need so much help in recruiting and things like that. So I don't know. I'm just going to say, let's see what happens.
Until we
All
get
right.
new management, this is going to be the story of Detroit Lions.
I believe we need younger management.
Yeah, they about old as dirt. Yeah, they are old. I ain't gonna say old as dirt, but they, yeah.
All right, D boy. Breaking news on Tampa Bay. Tom Brady is working on a new deal. Stop or keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Bree, breaking news out of Tampa Bay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have placed the franchise tag on wide receiver Chris Godwin. Stop or keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
And that
comes. D-Boy, breaking news out of New Orleans. Drew Brees released a new workout tape. Should we expect to see Drew Brees back in the jersey? Stop or keep it moving.
We'll stop. Just some seat. Like, we'll stop. Drew Brees is playing mind games with everybody. He's using this advantage to drop his new workout tape his platform just so he can have a number one selling workout tape. I'm quite sure it would be pretty good, but Drew Brees know it himself that Father Time is now taking over. So that's the only reason why he's lingering on about retiring and not retiring.
Bree.
I agree with D-Boy. I think he's just doing it to keep his fans on their toes, to make them think, but I think he's done. Even after that last wave he gave when was walking off the field after he lost, I think Drew Brees, I don't think we'll see him in the jersey again, or at least not on the field.
All right, we're going back to the hardwood. Detroit Pistons general manager Troy Weaver stated that no one is untouchable as the NBA trade deadline is approaching. Bree, stop or keep it moving?
Keep it moving. I don't want to talk about Detroit no more.
D-Boy, breaking news out of Detroit. GM Troy Weaver stated that Coach Dwayne Casey is the perfect coach for a rebuild. Stop or keep it moving?
Oh, yes. Stop. I know Bree didn't want to talk about no Detroit. I understand.
That's okay. I barely heard the question.
I gotta reiterate, Casey is the perfect rebuilding team coach. All you gotta do is just look at his recent resume with the Toronto Raptors. Toronto Raptors was like a 50 or better winning team for five straight years. They was if not close or in the Eastern Conference Championship. They even made it to the championship. So, and on top of that, Dwayne Casey won the Coach of the Year, what, like 3 years in a row, something like that. So he is the perfect coach to have for your rebuild. So, yes, I agree.
Bree. I wouldn't say perfect coach, because at this point Detroit just needs – but I just say we'll see what happens. Because at this point, Detroit just need a lot of revamping. But at this point, until we get some good players in there too, so we just need revamping all the way. So I wouldn't say he's the perfect coach, but we'll just see what happens with it.
Breaking news out of Houston, Texas. The Houston Rockets announced that they will retire James Harden, number 13. Bree, stop or keep it moving.
Stop. I would say he deserves it. James Harden, that man is a beast. That man is a problem. And when I heard it, I say he deserves it. Some people are like, oh, he over there in Brooklyn. No, he brought a name back to Houston. You know, he was the face of Houston. And the numbers he put up over there before he even left, I think he deserves it. He's an animal.
With all that. Especially with all of the food drives that he still has going on in the Houston community and all of the different programs that he still is active in that Houston community, why not show love to James Harden? But D-Boy, what do you think?
James Harden's been doing community work. He's been doing it for years. At first, it was under the radar, but it started coming to the limelight. He's been doing it for years in the city of Houston. So he definitely deserves it.
D-Boy.
I agree. Because of the fact that he was relevant on and off the court, you know, like his past history shows what he does for the community. And on top of that, like you said, DT, he brought relevancy back to Houston, even put him in a championship, and he kept him relevant for all these years. So, yeah, he deserved everything. He even deserved a ring with Houston, but, you know, they didn't make it, so be it.
All right. The Michigan State Spartans defeated the University of Michigan Wolverines this past weekend. By the way, the Michigan State Spartans getting to the NCAA tournament. Bree, stop or keep it moving?
Stop. I'm a State fan. A lot of people are not State. I'm a State fan. So it was beautiful to see. But on the outside, just being a sports fan, I love what Juwan Howard was over there doing with those Michigan boys. They was putting on a show. They was giving people something to watch. He over there, he definitely building something. He working on the chemistry. And once you build chemistry over there, then it's, you know, once you build chemistry as a team, your team can go so many places once that chemistry is set in stone. But back to the original question, I'm glad to see State go. I'm glad to see State go as a State fan. Izzo, he been working hard with those boys. You know, they didn't have the greatest season where it was 15-11 versus Michigan's 19-3, I think, record. But
right.
at the end of the day, State headed there. And it's well deserved. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see it.
D-Boy,
repeat the question again.
I said after Michigan State defeated U of M, is by yourself Michigan State to do damage in the tournament?
I didn't expect them.
Well, I'm gonna sell that one. You know what I'm saying? Just because it was a good win from State, but, you know, it really doesn't mean nothing because they had a nice little struggle or, you know, throughout the season. And all that was a wake-up call for Michigan. All Michigan State really did was woke up the beast that's been brewing inside of Michigan. So, you know, it's kind of like a 50-50 ride for State.
Well,
I don't think State will win at all,
And, Bree, you can chime in on this one. As you get closer to the tournament time, is the momentum the best thing? And I think right now, with the momentum that Michigan State has going into March Madness, they need that to get going.
Yeah, momentum is everything. Once you go in there with the momentum and you keep it going all four quarters, you keep that momentum. Because it's win or go home. It's not like we have 2 and 3 games to come back and – no, it's win or go home. And that momentum you bring to the game can determine the end of the game.
I agree. That's facts.
All right, we're going to the phone lines. I got my man Jordan on the line. Jordan, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Jordan, what's going on?
Hello. What's up?
This is my son calling in the show tonight, man. We are
this
live
is your
with
son,
Mom.
Roy.
Call and talk. That's your mom?
Yes.
Yeah, we in two different places. I guess he was listening to the show. What's up, baby?
So I have a question.
Okay, what's the question, sweetie?
Do you think LeBron or Michael Jordan, which one would you pick?
Oh, Jordan. We have this debate at home, and I never give him an answer. So I guess he chose to call in. And it's LeBron James versus Jordan on the phone. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. But
perfect timing, Jordan. Perfect timing.
Oh, man, son. Give me your phone. I would say what I say all the time is it's two different eras. Just, I wouldn't put them in the same era. It's just how they played then is not how they play now. I was a fan of MJ of Jordan when he was in his prime when he was playing, and I'm a fan of LeBron Jordan. Does that answer your question, sweetie?
Yes.
All right. I'll call you when I get
on
the show.
Hey, Jordan might as well hang out with us for the end of the show. Hey, we're going right back to start, but keep it moving. Hey, Juwan Howard was named Big Ten Coach of the Year. By yourself, the University of Michigan to make it to the biggest game in the tournament. Bree, stop or keep it moving.
I didn't hear the end part. I just heard the beginning.
I said by yourself, the University of Michigan to make it to the biggest game in the tournament. Stop or keep it moving.
Keep it moving. I thought you said something about.
Said keep it moving?
Yeah, read the whole question. I didn't hear it all.
The Big Ten named Juwan Howard the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Buy or sell the University of Michigan to make it to the NCAA championship game.
Stop. You can stop. I think the way Juwan Howard over there, and I seen something, or I think it was you who said something about a Fab Five. Is he redoing the Fab Five? I wouldn't quite say the Fab Five yet because this is his first year in there. But he has the potential to take this team very far. like I said, I still didn't hear the end of your question. But as far as him entering the Hall of Fame, I agree with that. He deserved it.
No, I said can Michigan make it to the title game?
Can they make it to the title game? Yeah, I believe they can.
D-boy.
I believe they can.
Let Jordan answer. Let him get a chance to answer before we end.
Hey,
Jordan,
you there?
I think my
baby hung up. Oh, okay. Well, then I'll answer. Yes, he could take it far, and you could give high expectation because of the simple fact that he went far. So he know what it takes. He know the feeling. He know when the time. He know when it could be a breakdown within in the player's mind. So you know, by him already having the feel and knowing when and when it can or cannot be there, so he can be there to help keep them lifted. And so and on top of that, all the players looked up to this guy. You know, they who didn't want to be a Fab Five or play like the Fab Five. Remember, they changed the league with their dressing and all that. So he's a big figure. So that you know, that's a big inspiration to the kids. So they can. I'm looking for them to see them in the big game, in the big championship game. So yes, I agree.
All right.
Hey, we out of time for tonight. Hey, we're going to go to Bree. Let her give her shout outs. Anybody you want to shout out? Any organization? Go right ahead.
Like I said, I coach for the Pontiac, so shout out to the Pontiac School District, the Pontiac High School, middle school, and high school girls basketball team. Shout out to Isha and E Community Services. Shout out to my son chiming in, Jordan. He got a birthday in 18 days, turning a big 1-4. Just shout out to the city of Pontiac. Shout out to the women everywhere holding it down, whether you're doing it alone, whether you're doing it with somebody. We are all women, and we make up a big portion of this world, and we make up a difference. So everybody keep doing what you're doing. Thanks, DC, for having me on the show. It was very interesting. I enjoyed myself.
Awesome. D-Boy, go ahead.
Well, first of all, start off, give a shout-out to Tina on the 1 and 2s. Shout-out to Rolo Solo. Give a shout-out to our crowd, our fans. Give a shout-out to Lil Jordan. Shout out to you, Bree, and thanks for everything that you do in the community. Please keep up the good work, and please continue to be inspiration to our children, because, you know, we need our children to make the world go around, you know, and we need people like, we need more people like you. And shout out to you, Sports Star DT, and shout out to me, of course, last but not least. And everyone have a good night.
You too.
Man,
all right,
we got to give a shout out to Bree. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I can't echo enough what D-Boy said. Continue to be an inspiration to these young women in the community. Your message is going deeper than just the basketball court. It's going into their hearts, into their lives. And we continue to wish you all the success, that everything comes your way. Got to give a shout out to my co-host, Sports Talk D-Boy, Sports Talk Dave. Everybody at IFM Radio Nation, hey, the pandemic is not over. Mask up, stay safe. If you don't got to go outside, don't go outside. Hey, and catch us next week as we continue our celebration with women in sports. Hey, Tina, do me a favor and kick the theme song.
Yeah. Sports, DP Sports Talk. All we talk is sports. Sports talk, all I know is sports. DT Sports Talk, talk about some sports. Yeah, sports talk, all we know is sports. DT Sports Talk, all we talk is sports. Sports talk, all I know is sports. Yeah, DT Sports Talk,
yeah.
All we
no
talk
sleep.
Is sports.
Skin. Touchdown every time I score, I'm in the zone like 2-3. Hustle hard like Nipsey, bring the corners back, Jalen Ramsey. In the trees like a jaguar, but I switch it up, I'm an Aries. I ram it, chilling in the clouds with some angels I met in Los Angeles. Run through it, I'm a tight end, Derrick Henry. Yeah. I'll forever be legendary. Rest in peace to Kobe. LeBron James, you can't coach me. Bring life to the game like MJ. Then I get bored like Capella and transform it like Steph Curry. I'ma make a splash, go K. The K stands for Clay. Started getting rings like Vince, so they gave the trophy my name. Man, I'm cold like Lambo. It get messy when I kick it like Ronaldo or Neymar. Either you going home or going hard. This sports talk with DT. No sleep.